This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Democrats will vote today on a resolution condemning President Trump's tweets targeting four congresswomen of color. The president tweeting the four representatives should go back to their own countries if they're not happy here. And he stood behind the tweets yesterday during some questions and answers in the White House Rose Garden. Oklahoma Republican Congressman Tom Cole says this resolution won't help.
If you think that's going to create bipartisan support, my view, it will not. And I say that as somebody who has been critical, extremely critical, of the president's statement.
Downgraded to a tropical rainstorm, Barry still threatens parts of the U.S. with heavy rain and flooding. Today, it's expected to affect the mid-Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys tomorrow. It'll dump rain on parts of the upper Ohio valley. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
It's been 50 years today since the launch of the first lunar mission that actually put men on the moon, Apollo 11. Neil Armstrong, Edwin Bud Aldrin, and Michael Collins set off on the 8-day mission to the moon and back on this date. A guest of honor at an anniversary gala a few days ago at the Ronald Reagan Library, Aldrin lamented the lack of continued space travel since that milestone mission.
50 years of non-progress. I think we all ought to be a little ashamed that we can't do better than that.
Today is also an anniversary of a Kennedy family tragedy, as on this date in 1999, John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife, and her sister were killed in the crash of a small plane that John Jr. was piloting off the coast of Cape Cod. President Trump now ordering most steel and iron used in federal contracts come from U.S. companies. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
70 current and former U.S. Customs and Border Protection employees are reportedly being investigated after inappropriate posts turn up in a secret Facebook group. Customs officials saying the employees allegedly made jokes about dead migrants at the border and made sexist comments about Latina congresswomen. 62 of the workers in the probe are current employees. 8 of them are ex-workers. Officials say so far investigations into 2 of them have wrapped up and their cases have been handed over to CBP, I should say, for disciplinary action, but it's unclear what kind of action they'll face. One candidate for prime minister in the United Kingdom is drawing a line in the sand when it comes to the so-called special relationship. Boris Johnson says he would not currently back the United States if it took military action against Iran. U.S.-Iranian tensions have escalated since President Trump opted out of the nuclear deal with the Middle Eastern country. When he took office, the EU's been trying to de-escalate tensions in the Persian Gulf while condemning Trump, who's imposed sanctions against Iran and continues to try to keep Europe from trading with that nation. And Jennifer Lopez was able to finish her concert at Madison Square Garden last night when it was cut short Saturday by the blackout. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
About you, but I'm starting to feel a little bit, or at least have a lot of compassion for the one black American woman in that town hall meeting with Barack Obama. And she said, very sincerely, she goes, gosh, I'm just getting tired of apologizing for you. And, I want to bring on the professor here. Dr. Michael Busler is a public policy analyst, economics professor. And we're going to be talking about the debt here in just a moment. But, we got to talk about that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room, Michael.
Good morning, Bill. How
good
are
morning.
You? It's always my pleasure to be here.
Always.
That's exactly what we have to talk about. There's a lot of things that happened under the last administration that everybody said, boy, it's a good idea, and it's turned out to be a bad idea.
Exactly.
A lot of these things are having to be reversed, and I can see people having to apologize for a lot of things they said before.
Well, the thing is that's one deal. We're talking about public policy, but right now we're dealing with the very heart and soul of our country, and that is this antipathy towards, the colors red, white, and blue. I don't know what's going on here, Michael. Why people have become so anti-American, and it seems to have been exacerbated over these two previous administrations. I don't say it's all on because of Donald Trump. It started under Barack Obama, and we were first told we're no longer a Christian nation. We went on an apology tour. It seems that America's exceptionalism and all our hard work in history was brought into question and invalidated, and it continues now, with the if it's not the NFL taking a knee when the national anthem is played. We've got a women's soccer team that we celebrated with. We had the pride of America and America's proud heritage on display, and all of a sudden this comes into question, and it's like what are we trying to do here? And then of course on top of that you've got this sentiment, this socialistic mindset that keeps coming up in the debates, and the president has made it clear that America is not a socialist country. It will never be a socialist country. But meanwhile, it all seems to be attacking the very foundation of what our country is about.
I think it really started probably during early in the Obama administration, when President Obama really started to focus not on the major accomplishments that the U.S. has, and we have some extremely strong accomplishments that we're very proud of, but instead of focusing on the accomplishments, he started to define the country by some of the problems that we have. And suddenly these problems became the definition of the country rather than the successes. The Democratic Party's view seems to be to concentrate on people that are victims, people that don't have health insurance, people that don't make at least $15 an hour, people that need help from the government to take care of them. So they started focusing on the victims. And when you start doing that, you start saying, well, these people are victims because the U.S. policies are bad. Mm-hmm. And the reality is the people that are victims that they're concentrating on are really a relatively small part of the population.
You know, well, it's the same thing.
The population is doing fairly well, and I think we should be very proud of where we are and what we've become.
And we don't want to give up working on these things, but it's the same thing that came up, Michael, during the LBJ administration. And Lyndon Baines Johnson started scratching an itch that wasn't there over poverty. I mean, you know, it wasn't that big a deal. He made it into a big deal, and here we are, $23 trillion, $24 trillion later. We were at 15%, and now we're at 15.1%, some $24 trillion later. I mean, what does that say about this government?
Yeah, President Johnson started that war on poverty with the idea of bringing the poverty rate down, which is certainly a noble gesture. But everything he did and the trillions of dollars that were put into these efforts, as you point out, did absolutely nothing. The poverty rate is still the same as it is today. Personally, I think President Trump's war on poverty is much more effective.
Exactly.
What he's doing is saying instead of giving people free stuff, I want to grow the economy and give people opportunity.
Give them a job.
Give people opportunity to earn it themselves.
Exactly.
Then you start going into success and really bringing the poverty rate down.
Well, and this is what this is all about at the very basis. Exactly. I mean, but, you know, and the backstory on LBJ, too, if the truth be known, is he told the Southern Democrats, look, if you go along and you pass this bill, we do this war on poverty and we pass this bill, we're going to have, as he put it, the N-word, will have them voting for us for 100 years. So, the manipulation and motivation, again, we go back. This is part and parcel. I mean, you talk about some of this heart and soul of a party. This is the heart and soul of the Democratic Party. It has been one to continue to enslave Black America, to injure Black America, and it's amazing to me that Black America keeps voting them in because, you know, what they've done time in memoriam is they have bought their vote, and as if that's not enough, oh, yeah, let's bring Planned Parenthood into your neighborhood, and let's commit genocide, and where's the leaders of Black America? I mean, how much money are they making off of this Black genocide that's been taking place?
Yeah, and where has it gotten a lot of these minorities? All this money and all these programs have really, as you point out, really just caused many of these minority groups to become dependent on the government, not just for a lifetime, but it spans generations.
Mm-hmm.
So they get locked into this trap where they can't survive without government help, and they get very angry about that. And I think that breeds a lot of the crime and resentment that we have today. President Trump is changing all that by providing the opportunity and jobs we now have for most minority groups. Their unemployment rate is at record lows. Now they have the opportunity to earn income on their own. They don't need the government to pay for them. They can pay for things themselves. That gives them a better sense of self-esteem and self-worth. And not only will it solve economic problems, it'll end up solving a lot of the social problems, too.
And what does that do for the strength of a country culturally, Michael? I mean, this is huge, what it does. And I think this is what, you know, is behind some frustration that this president is dealing with. I mean, he understands this. I mean, you know, business people, this is all academic. You know, it's very simple. And then you get this antithetical viewpoint in the form of socialism that wants to come in. And you go, what? How does that make any kind of sense whatsoever when all you're doing basically is you're using the people's largesse, you're using our treasury to buy up votes? And the Democrats have become experts in being able to get into the U.S. Treasury, the people's money, which is bipartisan money, and using it for their own special interests so that they get reelected. This is a scam, I'm telling you. They've got the con. It continues to work for them, and they're not about to give it up easily, no doubt. Professor Michael Bussler is with us, and we're going to talk about the debt and how it continues to pile up next. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez. We're live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Note that I want to tell children across this country is that no matter what the president says, this country belongs to you. And it belongs to everyone.
We got fundamentally here, Professor. you know, is that she makes a statement like this. It belongs. No, it doesn't belong to everybody. It belongs to the citizens of this country.
Right.
Okay. I mean, did I miss something here? See, but this is, see, this is what drives patriotic people absolutely bonkers, is you have somebody in Congress making statements like that, and Leader Pelosi, see, she made a big mistake, Michael, was she had a chance to really censure these gals and really pull the chain back on them to say, look at, you know, you guys, you gotta understand how this works. You just can't come in, you know, like a bunch of reckless knuckleheads shooting up bullets in the air and going crazy here. You know, there's such a thing as civility and decorum, and you've got to watch your language. And if we need to, we'll send you to some sensitivity course or something to understand what's going on, because you guys are absolutely reckless. No, she didn't do that. She didn't want to censor them. She you know, just, you know, homogenized the whole deal. Well, now guess what? They're doing and saying crazier things than they did before. And you know, even something like this is subtle. Well, it belongs to everybody. I mean, this raises the ire of red, white, and blue patriotic American citizens, especially former military, who put their lives on the line for this country and for the freedom that she has and that she lives in and enjoys. And you go, boy, something got lost in translation here.
Yeah, you know, to them, you don't have to be a citizen. You just have to be a resident. Mm-hmm. So as long as you just live here, you're entitled, however you got here, whether you came here legally or not, as long as you're living here, you're entitled to the same benefits as people that are citizens.
They put money into the system, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
See, that goes to the foundation of the basics of fairness. I mean, this isn't even fair. And I don't blame Donald Trump for being frustrated. I just think that he needs to, you know, double check himself a little bit because he gets upset, and you can't blame him. I mean, here's this guy who is a businessman. He's pragmatic about approaching a lot of things about this country. That's why we're doing so well. It's like, hey, let's get the heavy boot of regulation government off the throat of the American people. Let's get them back to work and let's see what happens. And look what's going on. The happiness to misery index is skyrocketing right now because people are back to work and they're having fun again. Except some people.
And what Trump really would like to do is get the economy growing even more. In fact, mm-hmm. I believe, and I agree with the president, had the Federal Reserve not been so aggressive last year. You know, they raised interest rates 8 times since President Trump was elected. Now, granted, mm-hmm. they were extremely low, and they did have to come up, but they didn't have to come up that fast and at that time. I think the last year, when we about hit 3% annual growth, we could have hit closer to 4% growth had the Federal Reserve not been so aggressive. Now, apparently, they're starting to come around with that, and the last testimony Chairman Powell gave indicated they're likely to reverse course and drop interest rates a little bit, probably by as early as the end of this month. That'll really get economic growth accelerating. You know, part of the problem in the country here is Americans have forgotten what prosperity feels like.
Right.
We haven't had 4% annual growth in nearly 20 years. The year 2000 was the last time. Now, as a result of that slow growth, there's not as much to go around. Everybody starts arguing and fighting with each other, and you start worrying about the people that don't have enough. Mm-hmm. Whereas President Trump, pushing economic growth, trying to get it up to 4%, that'll give opportunity for everybody. You won't need all these economic programs. You won't have people complaining that they're being underpaid because now there are jobs available for them where they can get a salary that reflects what their credentials and qualifications are. You know, for almost a year now, there have been more job openings than there are unemployed people. Today, there are roughly 7 million job openings and about 6 million unemployed people. So the thing is, if you want a job today, you can probably go out and get one. If you have a skill, the job market will provide opportunity for you to use that skill and become more successful. Goes back, another point is with the student loans. Well, the student loans are crushing students. Look at the debt they have. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren want to pay it off for them, have the taxpayers pay over $1.5 trillion to pay it off, which is a terrible idea. But the problem is not the student debt. The problem is that students don't have opportunities and don't have good income. Mm-hmm. Look, the average student with debt has about $30,000 worth of debt. You get 10 years to pay it back, so it turns out to be roughly a car payment per month for the next 10 years. It's a burden, but it's not a burden that will crush anybody, especially if people have better jobs and earning higher income. Paying a little bit of debt is not going to be much of a problem. And that's what President Trump is trying to fix with his higher growth.
Well, and look at to your point here, the average salary has gone up. Taxes have been cut. I mean, there's been some things here. And as you say, what Powell and you know, Fed needs to understand is we're all on the same team here. And I think the Democrats need to understand that, too. I mean, we all wear red, white and blue here. Let's get together on what we're trying to do to really maximize what is going on, what Donald Trump has put into motion. What's wrong with 4%? I think if you hit 4%, Michael, there's just something magical about that number that we'll go rolling into 5% before you know it. I mean, look what's happened to the stock market. You give it a little shove in a positive direction. I mean, here we are at a record level.
Yeah, and, you know, higher growth is not out of the question. We've been so used to this stagnant economy that we think we can't do much better. You know, after the tax cut that was instituted in 1982, in 1984, GDP grew at 7.5% rate for 1984. When Bill Clinton cut the capital gains tax in 1997, for the next 4 years, the economy averaged 4.5% annual growth. So these tax cuts, had the Federal Reserve been working with us a little bit instead of against us, these tax cuts should lead to greater growth. And once we get that growth, you're right, up over 4%, it could go even higher.
We start gaining momentum. Well, interesting there, Michael. I mean, you know, here it is. The Fed did a lot of work bending over backwards, working with the Barack Obama administration. And, you know, look what they did, you know, and it didn't really work. Now, here they have a chance to, you know, at least have some forward momentum and work in partnership with the momentum that is being generated by the Trump administration. And we can do some things responsibly and get the, you know, get everything back in line. But we need, you know, we need some ramp up time. We don't need something coming in and putting a stick in the spokes of the economy as it's trying to, you know, recover from 8 years of malaise that we've experienced.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, you brought up another good point. People don't seem to realize that we are all on the same side.
Yes.
We're all on the same side here. Yes, we're going to have differences about how we come up with solutions to problems. But in the end, we're all on the same side. We want what's best for the majority of Americans without infringing upon the basic rights of anyone. And that's basically what we're trying to do. These fights that are going on between the parties, it looks like we're in two separate worlds.
Well, and I think part of it,
the same country.
And part of it, Michael, is we're fighting yesterday's fights. I think this is beyond us, and somehow we need some sobriety, some cleansing of our cultural minds to realize, hey, look, let's get forward. We're on the same team here. Let's make this happen. Look, I got to have you back because, well, I want to talk to you about the deficit, and there's some key questions that I have for you. So, as always, you know, you'll be coming back, and we'll be getting into that because we need to do that. Professor Michael Busler on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Michael. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. My pleasure.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts, and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding. Lending Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now, 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Give them a call right now, 800-700-8068.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Democrats will vote today on a resolution condemning President Trump's tweets targeting four congresswomen of color. The president tweeting the four representatives should go back to their own countries if they're not happy here. And he stood behind the tweets yesterday during some questions and answers in the White House Rose Garden. Oklahoma Republican Congressman Tom Cole says this resolution won't help.
If you think that's going to create bipartisan support, my view, it will not. And I say that as somebody who has been critical, extremely critical, of the president's statement.
Downgraded to a tropical rainstorm, Barry still threatens parts of the U.S. with heavy rain and flooding. Today, it's expected to affect the mid-Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys. Tomorrow, it'll dump rain on parts of the upper Ohio valley. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez. Our thanks to Professor Michael Busler, who is the public policy analyst, economics professor. And one of the things that we wanted to talk about, because we've got into these other issues, was how debt is piling up. We need to keep an eye on this, too, ladies and gentlemen. This is the other dynamic that comes into play. This is one of those things that you got to understand. Donald Trump is a businessman. He builds businesses based on debt. He knows how that works. It's a natural instinct for him. But we're at a period of time when we're trying to increase our GDP level, but we still need to manage debt, because this could come back and bite us. It's still, I believe, a national security issue, the level of debt that we're carrying. And so we need to be sensitive to that. And understand that, there's a lot of great things this president is doing, but there's also some inclination that he adheres to, which is all part of his experience. And he knows how to work with debt. But at this level, we've got to do something about the $22 trillion and counting debt that we're dealing with. And we've got to find he's got to find some people here who can help him out and, be on our side, again, on the American side. On the people's side, so that we're not having to deal with this over and over again. With us right now is Communications Officer, Job Creators Network, and we're going to be talking about this stemming the flow towards socialism. Elaine Parker joins us now. Elaine, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, good to have you here. We have seen I'll tell you, the influx of the squad into Congress and the way they've taken over the narrative and of course, now going into 2020, and you've got all the Democratic candidates for president offering their own special package of socialism. And the president put the country on notice, I thought, quite clearly in the State of Union a while back, and saying, look, America is not a socialistic country. It never will be. But that is not stemming the flow necessarily as more and more people want to talk about some of these socialistic policies.
Absolutely. You know, you bring up the State of the Union in January. It seems like a lifetime ago.
Uh-huh.
But it is a really sad state of affairs when the president of our country, of the United States of America, the most powerful country on earth, has to stand on the floor of the Congress and tell America that we will never be a socialist country. I mean, just think about that for a second. Never in our history has that had to happen. And that's because two reasons that make this country so great is our Constitution, which guarantees us our freedoms and expression. And the second is our system of free market.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, when you think about that, and some of these kids that are coming out of today's universities, they've been indoctrinated, because there has been this this enchantment with an America that doesn't deserve any of the honor or the glory that it's worked hard for, that it has invested. I mean, my goodness, America's blood, treasure, our men and women saved Western civilization not that long ago. And here we are going, oh, let's embrace the very thing that ignited, two world wars. How does that make sense?
It's really painful because young people, especially, you point out, have been indoctrinated into believing that free enterprise is immoral. I mean, imagine that it's immoral. And even the word capitalism isn't politically correct to use, especially within that group. And I'm going to cite a couple of polls for you. There's a new Gallup poll out that finds that 43% of Americans say socialism would be a good thing for this country. Even more staggering and worse is that 52% of millennials and growing reject capitalism. And here's the worst case. Millennials are going to become the largest voting bloc in 2020. And Bill, if we took and looked at all the exit data, which we did, the exit polls for 2016, and millennials were the only voters in 2016, if you can imagine that, Trump would have only received 65 electoral votes to Clinton's 473 electoral votes. So we have a lot of educating to do with this group and other groups. But I believe that there's hope, and I believe that we can make the argument. We can make the moral argument. We can make the economic argument, and we have to do it through education. We have to talk about, people who have come from nothing, who have come from countries like Cuba, like Venezuela, like Nicaragua, and they came here because they were leaving oppressed socialistic countries that took their freedoms away, and they came here to pursue their American dreams. And because of this country and the opportunity that it offers, they were able to do so.
Exactly. All you have to do is go to a ceremony, to your point, where you have citizens, new citizens that take the oath of citizenship, and have them relate their stories. And this is so powerful because they know from whence they came, and they come to America. You know, for all the right reasons, they come through, in legal channels. They participate in this, they're participating now in this great American experiment. And it's not so much for them, it's for the next generation of their family members that they're excited about because, like anything, it takes some time. But even still, they know what the oppression is all about. And when President Trump was frustrated the other day, and I'm not trying to put words into his mouth, I'm just trying, in understanding his frustration in telling these Congress, these are Congress people. I mean, this just is incredible. I mean, it's one thing to have indoctrinated students, but when you have people in your own government who aren't even wearing it seems like they're not even wearing the same home jersey as we are. And they come up with the statements and the indictments that they make about this country. It's like, wow, I mean, if we're that awful as a country, then maybe there's somewhere else that you need to be where you can find your happiness. But, or maybe help me understand why you're so frustrated and why you feel the way you do. Because I don't understand. I just cannot relate to the statements. I think they're absolutely emotional. And I don't see the basis of these statements that they make.
Absolutely, Bill. I mean, there's no system that's perfect, but the free market system here in our country has been the greatest creator of wealth and prosperity that the world has ever known. It's lifted billions of people out of poverty, far more than any government program could ever do it, could ever do. And when you think about these congresswomen that are feuding within their own party, and have really become the face of socialism for the Democratic Party and turned it very, very much towards the left. You know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, remember, she was the leader of driving Amazon and 25,000 jobs out of New York City.
Yeah, made a lot of sense, didn't it?
I'm sorry? Yeah.
It made a lot of sense, right? Exactly.
And then to cheer about, I mean, 25,000 jobs paying $150,000 a piece in a state like New York, that's a great income. And she drove, she not only drove it out, she cheered about it. I mean, people used to protest wars, that she protested jobs. I mean, it doesn't even make any sense. Her own constituents and the constituents of New York were very angry with her, and Job Creators Network took a huge lead on that. We put up billboards all over Times Square calling her out on driving those jobs out of the state.
Yeah. You know, one of the billboards you were at is a billboard I shared with you there in Times Square. So it was really cool to have you on it. But yes, the people in Queens are very upset because they looked at the property. I don't know if you saw the property where Amazon was going to build on. It was a blight. And could you imagine a multi-million dollar structure, all these jobs going into the area, what it would have done for Queens? And she, as a one-man band, I mean, she chased businesses away. And this is what she's doing. And here it is. I mean, the whole idea, as you mentioned earlier at the onset of all this, Elaine, is the opportunity for self-growth and to be able to, you know, be the best you can be. I mean, under socialism, I'll tell you, it will be a dark United States. Turn the lights out and welcome to the world of mediocrity. This is what socialism will give us.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And Bill, if your listeners want to go to capitalismcreates.com, they can take a look at our campaign, Socialism Takes, Capitalism Creates, and they can see some of those stories from people who have escaped socialistic countries and come here to pursue their dreams.
We got to keep those stories out there because it is a great story to tell, and it's really exciting, and I think it'll be quite encouraging and enlightening for those that need to be enlightened. Elaine Parker on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Elaine. Appreciate the time.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools, including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
A few minutes before the top of the hour, you know, this year on Backpack Day, which happens to be today, July 16th, Land's End is offering some great deals for getting ready for back to school. Listen to this.
The first day of school will be here before you know it. So to help parents and kids get ready, Land's End is hosting Backpack Day. On July 16th, Land's End has back-to-school deals with over 50% off backpacks and lunch boxes. Just use the promo code BOOKBAG. Upgrade your back-to-school gear with items such as the new Classmate Backpack that has unique straps to improve posture and the soft-sided Easy Wipe lunchbox that's designed to keep lunch cold for up to 5 hours. Exciting new prints include Deep Sea Space, Hedge Green Shark, and Flint Rock Monsters. Land's End also makes it easy to customize each backpack so that it's as unique as your child. Choose from hundreds of icons, monograms, colors, and styles to personalize each backpack to make it special. This event is the perfect time to discover and purchase the most important back-to-school necessities. So this Backpack Day, July 16th, save at landsend.com by using the promo code BOOKBAG.
Just like that. You didn't know today was Backpack Day, huh? Well, it's also the day for Samantha Mao. Yes, the Good News Girl. She's back with us with her weekly report of viral videos. Hey, Sam, how we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I always look forward to this time together. This first story is so touching. I mean... You know, for all the bad things that are talked about in high schools about bullying and whatever, you know, we don't hear enough of stories like this where you've got high school students demonstrating, a wonderful sense of compassion. In this particular case, it was over a classmate with autism when he got his diploma. Tell us what happened.
That's right. So, you know, at graduations, people typically kind of go nuts whenever you have different graduates walking across the stage. It's tradition to scream and shout and, you know, sometimes make as much noise as possible just in the celebration. Well, Jack Higgins has severe autism. He's graduating from high school, and his parents start thinking about, you know, this is going to be a difficult thing for him to go across the stage and people to be shouting. You know, one of the things that really affects him is the noise, you know,
right,
his noise sensory. It's very severe, and it can be very upsetting for him for there to be a lot of noise. And, you know, it's always hard to get any group of people to do something at the same time, let alone a big group of high schoolers. You know, you've got hundreds of people attending, and you've got to get them all on board. But, you know, his mom went to the principal, and they decided that maybe him walking across the stage and everybody keeping silent or being of low pitch would be what was best. And they just did, like, kind of like what they call a soft golf clap.
Oh, okay.
So whenever Jack... So when Jack walked across the stage, he actually got a standing ovation with the soft clap. And, you know, it's just touching everybody. It's just everybody participated. There was no shouting. It's like everybody together wanted to make sure he felt supported. And, you know, it wasn't like they just sat there doing nothing. He still had a cheer. He probably had the best cheer of all. It was just very quiet. so I love this story. It's really, you know, it shows how you know, kindness is contagious. And they all got on board. And
when you imagine Jack's parents, you know, their reaction to this, because the parents didn't know what was going to happen. I mean, they just, hey, this is, you know, kind of gave them the idea. But, I mean, these were all these, you know, how many students you had there? Over 100?
Oh, I'm sure there, I'm not sure off the top of my head exactly how many there were. But
well over 100. So how do you get how do you get them all coordinated and do this? And here they are, you know, for a sense of compassion toward a fellow classmate that has gone the journey with them, graduated, you know, walking and getting the diploma. And Jack, I mean, his expression him being, I mean, you talk about a surprise.
That's right. And, you know, I think that him seeing that kind of support from his classmates, that they are aware of him and it's no judgment. It's just, you know, support and love. And
yeah,
I think that anytime that you can find something like that, that you can do to make people's world a little bit better, to see that they matter. Cause I think that's the big point in this. That's why his parents and everybody were so touched, is because it was clear that he mattered enough for everybody to take the notice and to plan. You know, we're going to keep quiet and we're going to really cheer for him. We're going to stand up. And I love that kind of story. And well, you know,
it just says so much about the character of these young kids to be able to this and to honor a fellow classmate like this on an important day, you know, to give space to this young man and his family, and what this must have meant, you know, for the mom and dad, you know, to see their son respected like this. I bet they love all those kids in that graduate. They're all invited to dinner.
Absolutely. You know, what a class act. That's what they were saying. You know, his parents were saying the students were amazing. It's just, you know, they exceeded expectations, and I'm sure that he'll remember it for the rest of his life.
Yeah, if you want to bless somebody, bless their children. You bless their children, oh, Lord have mercy, that goes a long way.
Absolutely.
You know, the parents will, they will part the Red Seas for you, and they will do whatever it takes. You just take care of their kids, and my goodness, they just so, you know, as parents, we all appreciate that. We got this next story about a grandma who's been missing for 5 days, and she's found alive, huh? And the grandson, he's the one that says, wait a minute, I'm not done yet. I want to check out, you know, one last time, right?
That's right. So Sandra Adams was reported missing. She was actually reported missing from her home in Charlotte, North Carolina. She lived at an apartment complex, and she was known to kind of go out walking and exploring. But she always went back home. But when her family went and checked on her one day, they realized she was missing, and she'd been missing for 5 days, and people had been searching, and, you know, at 5 days, you wonder, something terrible has happened when she's given no notice of where she would be, you know something is going on. And her grandson, Nate Castle, decided to go with his friends and search. So, you know, in North Carolina, heat is brutal.
Oh, yeah.
This time of year, and he decides we're going to go out.
And the bugs, too. Heat and bugs.
Oh, the bugs, and they went through the woods. So they're going through the woods and through the brush trying to find her, and they find her. And she was actually face down in the creek. And for one heartbreaking moment, they think, we've lost her. And she raises her hand up. She had tripped and fallen and wasn't able to get up. But fortunately, you know, due to her grandson's perseverance and, you know, the grace of God for her to be able to survive the amount of time she did out in the woods and in the elements, because that had to be very brutal for her. But she's alive, and, you know, thank God. That's absolutely a miracle, because the chances of you finding somebody out there after everybody's been looking, it's just amazing.
What an amazing story. This next one is a deputy pulled over a car for speeding, and thank God for that traffic stop, huh?
That's right. This is down in South Carolina. Deputy Will Kimbrough, he pulled over a car for speeding last month. And, you know, deputies never know, or police officers never know what to expect when they're pulling over a car for speeding. It can be a very dangerous time for them. Mm-hmm. But it's actually a blessing that he did. There was a 12-day-old baby that had quit breathing, and his mom was panicked and trying to get him to the emergency room. And it was actually a miracle that this deputy happened to pull her over for speeding when he did. So he has the video footage. You know, they have those shirts that, or the cameras right. that they wear.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the video footage of him rescuing this little girl. And he lays this little girl down and he does the CPR. And you can hear her start crying. And he's like, crying is good. Crying mm-hmm. means she's breathing. Mm-hmm. And they get her to the hospital and she's okay. It was like she had been drinking a bottle and for some reason something made her stop breathing. And this deputy came and he saved her life. He's actually gotten a medal for his heroism, which is... Yeah, absolutely deserved. Can you imagine? Yeah. Like, that is one time where you really want to be pulled over, and you want to be pulled over by
exactly.
the right person. And
yeah. And good news is, Mom didn't get a ticket, by the way, so don't worry about that, right? Baby saved. Mom
That's
didn't
right.
get a ticket. He gets an
yeah,
award.
No tickets.
It's all good.
That would be terrible.
Exactly.
No ticket given. That's right.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sure that that's going to be somebody that she, this little girl knows about growing up, that this deputy saved her life. And, you know, maybe we'll see a story a few years from now where they get to meet again and he can mm-hmm. meet the little girl whose life he saved. I would love to see that.
That's great. Now, when you were in high school, did you participate in your senior prom, junior senior prom?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Real special time, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And it's so cool because, yeah, you get all that. You get all dressed up, everything. And, you know, the expensive dress, especially today, oh, Lord, have mercy. When I was growing up, it was expensive, I guess, by that standards. And even today, you know, the kind of numbers, I mean, it's like, are you getting married or are you going to a prom? How does this job here? But in this case, you got a grateful mom donates 120 dresses to a high school for a senior ball. What happened here?
That's right. So Helen Burley, she's from New Zealand. Her son Dan actually moved to a new high school. He had been at another high school where there was actually 3,500 boys and teachers that didn't even know his name.
Mm.
And he was struggling. And he went to Okanaki High School in Taranaki. And
Okanaki and Taranaki. I love this. Okay.
That's right. That's right. And so it changed his whole world. He ended up getting accepted into, you know, he was accepted by his classmates. Everybody knew his name. He excelled in math and engineering and got accepted into three universities, which left his mom. Like you said, you reach out to their kids and you're going to really touch somebody's heart. And this mom was feeling especially grateful. And she thought, what can I do to give back to this school? Well, she happens to own a dress shop. And she decided she's going to give 120 dresses. And she thought, you know what? I can't just give dresses for the prom. I need to have their hair and makeup done, too.
Oh,
so
wow.
Isn't wow. that amazing? So their kindness certainly paid off at that school. And that's one very grateful mom.
Well, that is awesome. And everybody had a great time at the ball. That's good. That's good news. Hey, we got a couple other stories we didn't have time to get to. A man drives 1,200 miles to rescue a family stranded in the Australian outback and a final cancer treatment. Little girl donates birthday gifts to sick kids. You've got to see this. Go to Sam's Corner, BillMartinezLive.com. She's featured there, and every week we update make you smile. And sometimes we make you cry, admittedly, with Sam's stories and her viral videos. Sam, as always, thank you so much for being with us. Have a blessed day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most